USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are topping Monday's Iowa caucus after days of waiting. On CNN town halls, both are declaring victory.
Well, it's fantastic news to hear that we won.
We ended up winning the popular vote by 6,000.
It's estimated both candidates have amassed the same amount of national delegates, 10 each. Elizabeth Warren got 6 delegates. The candidates have now moved on to New Hampshire, which will hold its primary on Tuesday. The governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency as heavy rain and extreme flooding continue in the southeast. Governor Ralph Northam says more than 500 people in the southwestern part of the state have been displaced by flooding and need to be rescued from their homes. At least 4 people have been killed, with deaths in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.